This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic debate in Detroit, as 10 of the many candidates were on stage, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were faced with having to defend their Medicare for All plans, as moderates were suggesting that they not make such sweeping campaign promises if they want to defeat President Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg looked at things this way.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look, yes. If it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that same stage tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Police say they now believe a deadly shooting at a California garlic festival on Sunday was pre-planned. Authorities in Gilroy say they recovered body armor and other tactical gear from a home belonging to 19-year-old Santino Legan, the gunman who was shot and killed by police about a minute after he started opening fire. The U.S. Senate not ready to take its summer recess yet.
The House has left town for their summer recess, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, don't expect the same from the Senate.
There'll be no departure until we finish all the items on our agenda.
That includes a number of judicial nominations, but Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that's not their first priority. Voting on a budget bill is. Other items include raising the debt ceiling to avoid default on the nation's debt. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
ADP says the private sector added 156,000 jobs last month, and this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A federal judge has overturned a 2006 conviction of a California man accused of plotting an attack in the United States after attending a terrorist training camp in Pakistan. Federal prosecutors reviewing the decision, not immediately saying whether they're going to seek to retry Hamid Hayat, a cherry picker from Lodi in California's Central Valley agricultural heartland, who's already served over 14 years of a 24-year sentence for providing material support to terrorists and for lying to FBI agents. A judge has now ruled that the now 36-year-old Hyatt was ineffectively represented by an inexperienced defense attorney the first time around. In Jamestown, Virginia, yesterday they commemorated the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then not the United States, but simply called the New World. And on hand and making remarks was President Trump.
It's a true privilege to be back in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. And it's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere, the Virginia General Assembly.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Always great to have James Hurston, yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, we, number 11, grandson, arrived early. Had a schedule. Yeah, so...
11, congratulations.
Yeah, born in Maui on Saturday. I think it was Saturday morning. All the days went together. Yeah, just...
You're bucking the trend, you know, with Americans not having babies. You're having them.
Well, that's... hey, the kids out there in Hawaii, it's the water out there. It's the water in the poi. It'll do it to you every time. So anyway, but he's doing well. Mom's doing well, and he had to be medevac because it was a preterm kind of experience. So, so they medevaced him to Oahu just to because they've got a NICU unit there that's outstanding. Which you know, the other Hawaii-born grandchild was born at, and
what's his name?
This one's Ozzie Davin. And so, Ozzy, O-Z-Z-Y. And so, he's doing well and doing great. And his oxygen level's 100%, so it's all good. And, you know, mom's getting over. I think she's on a plane even as we speak. And so she's getting over there. She's been separated for a little bit.
Don't let him get into rock and roll, that's all.
Well, his dad's a rock and roller and a videographer and everything. So God only knows what'll happen. But he's
Ozzie, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, might as well take advantage. Why not? But anyway, so all is well here in the household, and we're celebrating and having a great time, and all is well. Daughter unit's well. The young one is doing well, and the 3-year-old can't wait to see him face to face. He's been singing through his mother's stomach to him. So we may have something going on with these two, you know. Maybe the modern-day version of the Everly Brothers. Who only knows? Just saying. Yeah. Hey, so Google, back in the crosshairs here, they're in trouble. They got hit with a big fine. Of course, I don't know if any of that money goes to we the people. It just goes to justice, right?
No, I think it goes to, well, it doesn't go to we the people, but in that sense, it goes to government and to the general treasury.
Does it go into general? I heard it went straight into the Justice Department. That's their own private fund.
Well, then I hope it goes into Bill Barr's special investigators fund.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good? So, but anyway, so they got hit with this big fine, and of course, here they are. They've been lying to us 3 ways to Sunday, or maybe as Jerry Nadler says, 6 ways to Sunday. I guess that's the new standard. But, coming to the Hill and saying, oh, no, we don't, we respect everybody's privacy and there's no, there's no influence here. We're planted right down the middle, conservatives as well as liberals getting equal time. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. The tech companies have a general approach of denying everything. I guess it's kind of like they're taking a cue from Bill Clinton or something. Mm-hmm. But the key thing is, you know, what the facts show is that Google, which owns YouTube, if you look at it as a whole, that they have laid down a track record of bias against pro-life, against conservative. But what's really disturbing is how blatantly anti-Christian they are.
Yes.
You know, we know they manipulate searches, and we're coming into an election year, so whoever the opponent of Donald Trump turns out to be in 2020, we've already seen what Google did with search results in the 2016 election. There have been all kinds of people documenting it. We see.
And, of course, they already said they're not going to let 2016 happen again, right? Whatever that
exactly.
means.
Exactly. And news searches with Google now are a joke. And it doesn't matter. If you put in almost any current topic into Google News and do a news search, you will end up with all the liberal legacy news sources. You will not find a conservative source unless you go down like 6-7 pages mm-hmm. into the search, which is why people who are basically abandoning Google in droves using DuckDuckGo, which is a search engine that doesn't track you, or mm-hmm. using the number 4, the word conservative. There's an mm-hmm. actual search engine that slants to the right.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot of alternatives. But, you know, what we've seen is Google via YouTube, they've removed the videos, they've demonetized people, meaning demonetized, mm-hmm. take away their revenue. I mean, there are people that have started YouTube channels as their profession.
Right, exactly.
And there are people on YouTube who make millions of dollars. Well, and YouTube has basically taken away the potential of income from a number of prominent conservatives and
well, they've compromised World Name Daily. I think Gary Bauer, American Values has been compromised. I mean, the list is long and stellar how they have worked against them.
That's right. And there are we're talking about Google being part of the tech industry in Silicon Valley, which has the political ideology that really hates America. Mm-hmm. You know, Google is doing business with Chinese firms in artificial intelligence, the so-called Manhattan Project of our time, and with knowledge that there is something in China called fusion mm-hmm. that allows these non-military entities to share information with the military. This is very, very dangerous. And Google does this at the same time as they refuse to do business with the American military. It is, and that's what Peter Thiel is talking about. Mm-hmm. So I have to say, so it's, you know, they demonstrate their hatred for America.
Yeah.
But this bias against Christianity, you know, it basically now it's come to a head because there is a search keywords that people use to market their YouTube videos, market their products, if they buy ads on Google. This is extraordinary. There's a guy named Chad Robichaux who started a group called the Mighty Oaks Warrior Program. This is a very noble, wonderful charity that helps veterans recover from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right, very familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. It's a Christian group.
Right.
Yeah, this guy's a former MMA fighter. He's a mm-hmm. tough guy.
Right.
He does a lot of public speaking.
Yeah.
He is a decorated veteran. So they had an episode of their show, and they've been using YouTube for a long time. They have a channel. And one of the key words to basically boost some advertising for a show, a YouTube show, was the word Christian.
Mm.
And the ad was denied specifically because of using the word Christian. And this group had used it for years. and had promoted it for years. And so they called Google, and Google said their new criteria prevents them from using the word Christian.
James, on that, we got to hit pause. We got to take a quick break. We've got more from James Person after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, continues with us. James, before the break, we were just talking about what happened to Chad Robichaud. Chad has been on our show several times. His career is stellar, and what is happening to his organization, his charitable organization, this is the modern era. I mean, Google is now dynamic in their rules. They're changing, and Christian entities are being squeezed out, like PragerU and other Christian organizations, as we mentioned before. But I want you to pick up on Robichaud's challenge here with what's going on.
Sure. I was talking about Robichaud, this really worthy charitable organization that helps veterans overcome PTSD. And in the online world, a way to promote when you buy ads are called keywords. And all keywords are is something, a word that a potential customer might use in performing a search, so that the search results, in theory, would contain the keyword. And so in order to promote a video, which, by the way, the video episode in question was a video about a Korean War veteran who used his Christian faith to seek healing from PTSD. Now, it's a Christian group. It's a Christian episode. So Robichaud's marketing team put a keyword in, Christian, which makes perfect sense. And they've been using it for years, and they're told that Google's new criteria said you can't use the word Christian. And Google posted on Twitter saying that their rule is advertisers cannot target customers on the basis of religion. But our friend Chad called their bluff. And so what he did is he took out the same ad and used a different keyword, Muslim. Mm. And it sailed right through.
Unbelievable.
No flagging. So what this did, and thankfully to Chad, he posted the screenshots of the communications from Google, and you can see the word Christian getting flagged, and you can see the word Muslim sailing through. So there's an example of, you know, we were talking about that Google has no credibility in the public square. When they talk about data, mm-hmm. when they talk about their biases, so many people are frustrated by this. And there's been lawsuits. Prager University's involved in a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other lawsuits going on. There's a class action involving ex-employees who've been discriminated against in Google.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking here, Google. Google is arguably the most powerful company in the world. They control the doorway to digital information. They own by far the most dominant global video portal in YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And Google is expressing an animus toward a faith, which is the faith that a majority of Americans adhere to, Christianity.
Right.
Now, they're also, I mean, I mentioned that they're demonstrating a disloyalty to the nation's national security in their work with China.
Exactly.
So if we look at this, they have been given legislative privileges and protections. And laws that were passed a long time ago, when Google was tiny, when Apple was tiny, when Facebook was tiny, when Amazon was a storefront. And in order to make them grow, we gave them protection, legislative protection. We also have turned our heads the other way in terms of our Justice Department on the subject of the antitrust law. And so it's wonderful that we've heard talk, we've seen tweets from the president, we have heard reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is looking into this. It is time to re-examine, and we have some legislative proposals currently, strip away some of these privileges.
You got to break them up.
Yeah. Break them up.
Yep, exactly.
Because their irresponsible anti-American tendencies are not going to go away.
Well, James, the thing is, at the very heart of this, what people need to wake up and see is the worldview is globalist. This is not a nationalist organization. they, with the liberties that this country has given them, it has allowed them to spread out their tentacles around the world, and that that's what they're looking at, is serving the greater community. In serving the greater community, that means that there's no room for any other religion than the global religion. And that's, and in order to do that, you've got to forsake all others, particularly Christianity, because what blocks and discerns globalism is Christianity, because what this is all, which we know, which this is all moving to, is a one world government. And people of faith know this. They see the signs. They can discern it quite clearly. And Google looks at it as a, you know, as an interruption and an annoyance that they'd rather not have participating. So this is a great way for them to marginalize and kick out people of faith. So why not?
No, exactly. And in Silicon Valley, which is filled with millennials, who have tremendous knowledge in the world of technology, engineering, even math, and know how to computer code.
Right.
But their minds are filled with propaganda, mushy propaganda when it comes to American history, when it comes to the exceptionality of the country, when it comes to the meaning of American foundations of law and justice. And so they're ripe for this exact type of propaganda that you allude to.
Well, I almost think that they're not quite so ignorant, because you wouldn't know what to block if you were totally ignorant. They know what to block. They know what's in their way. And American exceptionalism, the nationalism of this country, the rich history, you know, now we're going back to Orwell, that he who controls the past controls the future, right? And this is what they're doing. This is a direct dismantling of the foundation principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, this is absolutely diabolical what Google has been doing and getting away with, and they're slowly but surely tightening up the noose. And, you know, maybe Congress is starting to get an idea of what's going on, but I don't think that they even really see it clearly. Maybe some do within the deep state, because they're all moving into this, you know, globalist worldview and globalist mindset and construct. So, you know, they kind of go along. They support one another, even though they may not understand on the surface. But I don't think we should fool ourselves. Google and these tech companies, they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, at least the leadership knows. You know, some of the rank and file may not. But the fact is, they're against the foundational principles. And you're right, Christianity is one of the obstacles to the left's agenda, to a globalist agenda, to a socialist agenda, to all of the things that the far left really stands for. Because part of the reason is because Christianity has traditional notions of what a family should be, mm-hmm. of what marriage should be, of what stewardship of the environment should be, and they just don't fit with the radical transformative progressives mm-hmm. and what they want to do to our nation, which is really basically turn it into a part of a global kind of third world place.
Right.
And, you know, so I just see this as part of it. And the problem, of course, is we see Congress at least doing hearings and investigations, but I think the hope for real action is going to come from the executive branch.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor here on Bill Martinez Live. James, appreciate as always the insight to all this, and I look forward to follow-ups, okay?
All right, sounds good. You take care, Bill.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. 800-868-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic debate in Detroit, as 10 of the many candidates were on stage, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were faced with having to defend their Medicare for All plans, as moderates were suggesting that they not make such sweeping campaign promises if they want to defeat President Trump in 2020. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg looked at things this way.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look, yeah. If it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that same stage tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is right there. We're going to talk right now about melanoma. You know, it's the most serious and life-threatening type of skin cancer. It's almost always treatable when caught early, but if it metastasizes or spreads to other parts of the body, it becomes difficult to treat. At the recent ASCO meeting, the world's largest clinical cancer research meeting, researchers reported encouraging news from the New England Journal of Medicine for people with unresectable or metastatic melanoma, the most aggressive form of skin cancer, who have the BRAF genetic mutation. Now, these data support results seen in earlier analysis of patients with advanced melanoma treated with a couple of new treatments. And I hope I'm saying this right, doctor, so correct me. Tafinlar and McKinnist, is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's okay. Exactly how they're pronounced.
And these are combination therapies that we're going to talk more about with Dr. Adil Dowd. He's an oncologist specializing in melanoma and other skin cancer, co-director of the Melanoma Clinical Research, and Colleen, who is a person diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma over five years ago and has been under Dr. Dowd's care and has taken the study medication. Colleen and Dr. Dowd, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill.
Well, looking forward to hearing your stories. Dr. Dowd, first of all, let's talk about the latest stats on the previous, on the prevalence, I should say, of skin cancer in the United States.
Yeah, so skin cancer is the most common kind of cancer. The most common skin cancers are the basal cell and squamous, but the one that's the most fatal or most likely to spread and cause problems is melanoma. And there's about 100,000 cases of melanoma in the United States in a year, of which 7,000 will be metastatic or unresectable, which is what's covered in the story. Mm-hmm. And out of those, about half of them, 50%, will have that BRAF mutation, which makes you potentially susceptible to those to the tafenlar mechanist treatments.
Mm-hmm. What role do genes play in melanoma? And speaking of BRAF, I imagine that BRAF testing is important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we realize now is that if you look at under the microscope and if you look at a cancer of a certain type, it can look the same in the microscope, but the driver mutations, the underlying genetic abnormalities that make the cancer start growing and proliferating, that's different in even in the same cancer, even from the same site. So melanoma, 50% of them have BRAF mutations, 50% of them have some other mutations. Of the ones that are BRAF mutants, you can really block signaling through that pathway by the tafenlar mechanist combination. And what this New England Journal study refers to, that was presented at ASCO, is that if patients who are treated with this regimen can expect long-term survival out at 5 years. And if you look at the curves, it looks like it plateaus out at 3 years. So we are optimistic that this could be a long-term treatment.
I see. Well, Colleen, can you share with us your melanoma story? And how did you know something wasn't right?
Oh, absolutely. So about 7 years ago, I found an unusual mark on the back of my calf. And I, since my 20s, had been going to the doctor and getting regular checkups every year. And I had just gotten a checkup 9 months prior and been seeing this. Called my dermatologist right away to try to get in. She advised, well, we just checked you 9 months ago, so why don't we wait a few months? And I said, no, I really think I need to get in and have this checked.
Mm-hmm.
So a few weeks later, I was able to get in to see her, and she confirmed that I was indeed correct, that it was a melanoma.
Mm-hmm.
At that stage, it was 1B. And I continued on for the next year, every 3 months, to get checkups. And a year later, it had progressed into my lymph nodes and my liver.
Wow.
And it was then staged as stage 4 melanoma. So
wow.
As you can imagine, it was quite, it's one of those things where it's a nightmare that you just don't wake up from. And I immediately got the BRAF mutation test to see what my options might be. I was referred initially to do some clinical studies, which are great, but I felt like I needed a second opinion. And I found Dr. Dowd and UCSF. And he said, there's a perfect treatment available for you having the BRAF mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me on that right away. And 2 months later, I had clear scans. Everybody, of course, is going to be different,
right,
as to how they react to the medication and how that experience is. However, the mechanist in tafenlar was a great choice, and I'm here talking with you today, and I'm very grateful to Dr. Dowd and UCSF and mechanist in tafenlar.
Yeah, I bet. Dr. Dowd, this seems to spread pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, and that's somewhat part of the course for melanoma. A lot of people think that, I got my, it's a skin cancer, you just got it taken out, okay, I'm fine, but as Colleen's experience indicates, it's one of those things that, you need to be under careful supervision, and a certain percentage of the time the cancer can spread, even if you got it, even if you took it out. So I think just, early diagnosis makes a huge amount of difference. And the one thing I'd like to add is that this drug combination, the tafenlar mechanism, like other cancer treatments, does have side effects, and those can be serious. They can be you know, in many ways they're easy to take. I think, like a lot of cancer treatments, they do need careful supervision.
Exactly. Well, Colleen, how did your life change after the diagnosis and you'd gone through the treatment?
So after the diagnosis and the treatment, I'm still currently on the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really had to take a look at my life at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I really surrounded my myself with positive people who really believed that I could beat this.
Mm-hmm.
And that included Dr. Dowd as well. You know, we never got into talking about how long I had to live or statistics. We just really concentrated on beating this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so important to me, and I really got the negative people out of my life at that point.
Yeah, right.
And really focused
mm-hmm.
on what I needed to do.
Yeah.
And now I work at a winery that I love and spend a lot of time with my daughter and my husband and two dogs, and we love to hike and travel and take drives and drink a little wine every now and then.
No, that's always good. Well, Dr. Dowd, as we wrap things up here, we're down to about the last 35 seconds. You know, what's your recommendation for people who suspect they may have melanoma, and where do they need to go for more information?
Cancer.gov is a good site to look at. That's maintained by the U.S. government. The American Cancer Society website is good. The staffandlawmechanist.com is a good website, too, if you want to get more details about specifically about the treatment or the drugs.
Well, Dr. Dowd, Colleen, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you,
Bill. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Stand up and say it. Bill Martinez live.
Now. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at The Stream, joins us now. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. Got lots to talk about. Very quickly, though, over the weekend, a lot of brouhaha about President Trump calling out Elijah Cummings. I mean, Elijah Cummings was all over, Kevin McAleen about what was happening at the border. And even as he was doing that, I thought it was an absolute embarrassment to himself for what he was doing to this public servant. It's not within his purview. Kevin doesn't have the money to go and buy toothpaste and toothbrushes for people. I mean, the problem was right there from the very man asking the questions and berating Kevin McAleen and saying, you know, come on, man, these kids are in their, you know, they're lying around in their feces. And it's like, oh, well, wait a minute here. Let's talk about one of your districts that you are in charge of in Baltimore. Even the Baltimore Sun says it is vermin infested. And you're going to give this servant of the people a bad time. You know, it's like that old story. You know, you point one finger, you got three coming back at you. But, of course, their response was, oh, because Elijah Cummings is black, the president is racist, right? Let's play the race card and negate the real issue here.
Yeah, it was really appalling. And, you know, I'm glad that Trump was able to, you know, turn it around on you and say, hey, look, you know, you think the border conditions are so bad. Look at the conditions in your own district. And, you know, we've got Bernie Sanders in 2016 said that residents of Baltimore's poorest boroughs have lifespans shorter than people living under dictatorship in North Korea. That is a disgrace.
Exactly.
So it's not just Republicans who are pointing it out. You know, you've got people all over. But, you know, when the Democrats point it out, they get a free pass, of course. They're not racist. Right.
Well, look at Orkin's survey. They did a survey in what was Baltimore? Number 9 of the worst cities with rat problems. And I got to imagine up there, I mean, not too far away from you. You're in Arizona, and, you know, you just hope the rats stay in California and they don't come east on you.
Yeah, no, it's a big problem in these large, big blue cities, and they're all run by Democrats, and it's like the emperor has no clothes.
Right.
Nobody wants to dare call it out because you might get called a racist because, you know, these cities have large black populations, and sometimes the Democrats running them are black.
What concerns me, Rachel, and we've been reporting it on Bill Martinez Live, is that this is we're looking at a perfect storm here. I mean, you've got increased number of homelessness. You got feces in the streets of San Francisco and Los Angeles, even New York. You've got aliens coming in across the border, storming the border with diseases that the CDC are saying we need to be careful. I mean, are we setting ourselves up for a plague of epic proportions, possibly? I mean, I don't mean to get hysterical here, but all I'm saying is that, it seems like things are starting to line up in such a way, but for the sake of, you know, the race card and people's sensitivity here, we could be setting up American citizens into something highly unintended brought to you by our government officials.
Yeah, and what really bothers me about it is people are going to die. They are going to suffer as a result of this. It's this politically correct attitude where we're not allowed to, you know, criticize these intolerable conditions. This is not right that we are doing this to American citizens.
Exactly. I wanted to touch on a couple other topics, and of course, one that keeps coming out time and again as a refrain is Representative Ilhan Omar's marriage to her brother. What is going on? You wrote about this.
Yeah, there's something weird there, and it looks like she has this, you know, fake marriage that she had a few years ago to her brother in order to commit immigration fraud and student loan fraud to help him out. And at the same time, she was married to her real husband, so it looks like it was also bigamy. And it all goes back to, you know, when she came into the United States, she came in fraudulently. She and her relatives tagged along with a family that had been given asylum. They changed their name. Her real last name is not Omar. And so this woman is just a whole walking fraud of mess. She lied about her marriage with her brother on tax form, committed perjury. Perjury is punishable by up to 5 years in prison, and she perjured herself probably 9 times. The great investigative reporter that IJ Review, PJ Media, they did the research and found all these lies that she put on her tax document.
So, is she going to be able to get away with this? I mean, because here it is. I mean, the Democratic Party is running a defense for all the women of color. And, boy, if you bring this up, you're a racist.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do so far. They're trying to stop it from being investigated. And I know, like, Judicial Watch has called for a congressional investigation. And there's Trump himself has said, you know, he thinks there could be something going on there and there should be people investigating. So, we'll see, but again, yeah, like you said, people are just scared to criticize these women of color. She's coming out and saying anyone who accuses her of improperly marrying her brother is racist.
Well, it either happened or it didn't happen, you know, and much the same like all these other questions that we have out there, whether it's over birth certificates or not. Either we have a birth certificate or we don't. Either she was married to her brother. There's documentation there. She's got tax returns there. They either are there or they're not. But, boy, if you've got tax returns and you've got marriage certificates or you've got statements of marriage being put out there, you know, if it's a duck and walks like a duck and talks like a duck, I guess maybe in the Democratic parlance, it's not a duck still.
Yeah. The evidence is really overwhelming out there, and I go through it in my article. And the thing is she hasn't been able to prove otherwise. She's been asked by some of these investigative reporters, well, prove otherwise. Give us the evidence to show that you really weren't married to your brother. And she just ignores them, and because she could put this all to rest if she was really innocent.
Yes, exactly. Well, you said that on several occasions. I mean, there's been, you know, filings that she has made talking about the divorce and stating this and that she hadn't had any contact with him over a certain period of time. But this is not proving to be correct, is it?
No. On one of the filings where she requested a default divorce, she had to, you know, swear that she had no way of contacting him and hadn't been in contact with him. But if you go back and look at her Instagram post and his Instagram post, there's photos of them hanging out together during that period where, you know, she said she had no contact with him.
Wow. And this is an elected congresswoman. And, of course, the thing that's all dangerous about this, and this is also coming out as well, is that you know, all our elected officials, our Congress men and women, and senators do not even undergo any kind of security clearance. which is astounding to me that that would be the case. I think Trevor Loudon has been out a couple times, said that they couldn't even get a job as a dog catcher because, you know, based on the security clearance that they don't have even as congressmen and women. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of sad in the sense that it, just anybody can run for Congress, and so you've got all these squeeze bags that run for Congress, and they just get a free pass. I mean, maybe we need to change the laws, and maybe there really should be background checks on members of Congress.
Well, I got to tell you, when I make people aware of that, Rachel, they cannot believe it. They all, oh, come on, Bill, you got to be kidding. No, that is the fact, Jack. They do not go to a security clearance. And when we're talking, you know, even with some of these individuals who are in Congress, they have access to privileged information, security type, you know, that you and I don't have access to, but they have access to this information. And the committees that they're on gives them access to privileged information. And what are we thinking here?
Yeah, and what about their staff members? Remember the whole Ilhan Omar, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz did everything she could to protect him, and he had the emails of 40 congressmen on his laptop. He had all this information downloaded, thumb drives loaded. I mean, millions of bits of information that he had downloaded. And meanwhile, supposedly the Democrats are all worried about what the Russians may or may not have, but they don't want to talk about Ilhan Omar, the Pakistani IT specialist that worked for the DNC, right?
Right. No, he was really protected as much as he possibly could be. And even though we knew this guy was a slime bag and he was, you know, who knows what he was doing with this information? He knew all these foreign nationals. He's a foreign national himself. I mean,
well, and they knew he was selling stuff like this anyway. So who's not to say that she doesn't have, you know, he didn't have information that belonged to Hillary Clinton? And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're finding out how many emails that Anthony Weiner had on Uma Abedin's personal computer at home, which let me think here. What general got in a lot of trouble because he let another person that didn't have the same security clearance look at his emails? Oh, that would be General Petraeus, remember? Oh, but all this, I mean, the double standards that have occurred here are just unconscionable. And I got to tell you what they have done to people because they side with conservatism as opposed to Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you get away with murder. If you're a Republican or a conservative, you got hell to pay.
That's right. We see this double standard play out in so many scenarios. You know, you brought up two separate articles that I've written, but it's the same, you know, parallel thread in both of the articles. Republicans get punished and Democrats get a free pass.
Well, to be continued. We always appreciate your insight and the great reporting that you do, Rachel. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Rachel Alexander, Senior Editor at The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.